I said, no, what you're preaching is different. We don't know the Bible this way. How are you doing your stuff? How do you take saliva, you put on the ground, you put in the eyes, and you heal people? How are you doing this way? How are you doing this way? They were questioning all the methodologies that he was using, but they were not questioning the miracles that were happening. This is what happens. People be asking questions. How does he prophesy? How does he do this? They will not question the miracles they see with their eyes happening in front of them. I don't know. No way, no way, no way. How does he do that? That's why we say you can question 1 plus 1. But you can't question 2. Because 2 is the answer. So Jesus, you must understand this. When he began his ministry, he became a threat to the Roman Empire. Because Israel was under the Roman rule. Not only that, he also became a threat to the king of the Jews. His name was called Herod. Herod the Second. Are you here? Yes. Now, you must understand this. So he became a threat. Why was he having all these problems? Or why was he a threat? Because of the multitudes of people following him. When multitudes begin to follow you, even politicians begin to put question marks. What is going on? So Jesus became a threat to the Roman Empire. Immediately they deployed a spy. His name was called Luke. He was a medical doctor by profession. He had a hospital. And the first sermon that this Luke found Jesus preaching was a prophecy about Luke. He has come to investigate as a doctor. And Jesus says there was a Samaritan. This Samaritan, a good Samaritan, found a person, took this person to the hospital. And the hospital was the hospital of Luke. And Luke said, wow, this is me. I know this story. How does this man know this story? Much of the parables Jesus was speaking, they were true stories, speaking them in a form of a prophecy, but in a parable. Now, so Luke is a spy. He is right there to spy the life of Jesus. Are you here or you're not here? So Luke is a spy to spy, to report what he's seeing happening. And when he sees them, he reports to the president called Theophilus in Rome. So Luke is in Israel to investigate Jesus. He comes there as a medical doctor. That's what spies do. A spy can come as a doctor. A spy can come like he's doing something, but he's a spy. So this spy had even a hospital, but he was sent to spy the life of Jesus. So Luke was not a disciple of Jesus Christ. He was a spy. He was on salary for reporting what he's seeing Jesus doing. Now in Luke 1 verse 1, you find out that Luke, he's reporting to the president. Now give me Luke chapter 1 verse 1. Luke 1 verse 1. What does the Bible say? Why don't they go read? Two. One, two, three, go read. Three. One, two, three, go read. Most what? If you say your excellency, who is that person? Now give me NIV. Now, I want you to read together in NIV. One, two, three, go read. Oh, so this man was an investigator. No, read again. One, two, three, go read. He says, Your Excellency, there are many people who have written you. But me, what I'll write to you is an orderly report from my own investigation. But he didn't know that report he was writing. Years later, people in Vatican, they said, no, what manner of man is this? That's why they went to Israel to find out of that person. And they found in Israel the mother of Jesus. He was still alive. That time it was a queen in Rome. She went to Israel. She found the mother still alive. She knelt down to her to respect her for who she was. And the people she went with were taking reports. When they went back to Rome, these people said, oh, when we went there, the queen bowed down to Mary, and this is how the Catholics took it from. We saw the queen doing this, so everybody must do the same thing. Oh, you are not understanding it. Now, so Jesus, are you here, right? Yes. He's being investigated by so many investigators. You must know he was not being taken as a man of God. He was being taken as a threat. He was taken as a criminal. This is why he was killed, on account that they said he is a criminal. All what you read here, you may think that they were reporting in good reports. No. It was to say he healed a person on Sunday, on the Sabbath. They were reporting as a bad media. How can you heal a person on Sabbath? Because on Sabbath, nobody was allowed to heal. And he was healing on Sabbath. So when Luke was writing, it sounds good now because we believe. But it was like a bad media. Oh, are you here or you're home? If you're following, wave your hand. Some major following. I'm telling you, if people don't send right bad things about me, I will not exist on Google. Because nobody's writing good. The only thing we exist on Google is because of what people who are writing bad. Oh, are you here, right? Even if I die years to come, people will be knowing about me through what they'll be reading on Google. To those who don't believe, those are bad media. But to you, when you read it, you came to church. Because with you, it was like, huh? They say, a prophet who claims to heal HIV. Like, huh? To them, it's bad. He claims. And you came here and you were healed. So we could not have the Bible without these, investigators who were investigating the life of Jesus. So I'm about to finish on the Jesus side, and we go into miracle side. So why did Jesus die in Jerusalem? Was also to fulfill what was written in the Bible, that from the root of David, his victory will start. In Jerusalem, when David had cut the head of Goliath, the Bible says he took that head into Jerusalem at the camp of the meeting. Other versions say at a place of scars. The word Golgotha means a place of scars. At the very same time, Golgotha has got the word of Goliath of Gath, Golgotha. Because Goliath was from Gath. Now, if you see Golgotha and you put Gath, if you put Goliath and you put Gath, it's what? Golgotha. Goliath of what? It's the same spot. All criminals were taken there. If they kill a person, the head of a person, they were throwing it at that place. It was called a place of scars. Whose scars? All criminals. This is the same place they took Jesus. Where David had put the head of Goliath, Jesus went there from the root of David. David defeated Goliath. I have defeated Satan. So Jesus went on the cross where Goliath's head was taken to and died for you and for me. David defeated the physical battle, but I'm defeating the spiritual battle. That's why Jesus was called what? Son of David. Doesn't it confuse you? He was a son of Joseph. But Joseph is never mentioned again. Are you there, right? Now, watch this. Why I've explained all these things is for this reason. So the Roman Empire, you must understand, there was a group of people from the Middle East that came to Jerusalem and destroyed every temple apart from one temple, the place where Jesus was born. There is a temple until today. It is the oldest temple in Israel, in Bethlehem. It was spared. It was not touched. Because when the wise men from the East came to see Jesus Christ, they brought gifts. Among the gifts, there were stars, metal stars, which they had put on that place as a mark that the king was born here. Now, when the men from the East were destroying Israel, they were destroying all the temples. When they went there and found this temple existing there, they did not destroy it because they saw the stars. They thought it was a temple of their brothers from the East. I said, no, I think this temple is not for Israel. It is for our brothers because of these stars. They didn't know those stars were put by the wise men. That's why if you go to Israel now and ask them, what is the oldest temple? They will say the one they call it the Temple of Nativity. Oh, are you here? It's called the Temple of Nativity. It is still there until today. How many are following? If you're following, let me see your hand. So this temple is still there until today. Now watch this. I'm about to show you something on miracles. Now, when the Roman Empire began to investigate, remember, they had all reports. It's not only the book of Luke. Luke also reported, he investigated the apostles. In Acts 1, verse 1, Luke is continuing to investigate them. He says, Your Excellency, Jesus is dead now, but now I will investigate his disciples. Now, go to Acts 1, verse 1. Acts 1, verse 1, the Bible says what? Why don't they go read? Which book? Which book is that? The book of, huh? Why don't they go read? Verse 2, I want you to read louder. Mm-hmm. 3, 1, 2, 3, go read. What a wonderful investigative report. He appeared, okay, together. One thing, go read. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Verse 4. One thing, go read. Now, have you seen the report? Have you seen the report, right? Now, verse 1, it says what? In my former book. Your most excellency. Now go verse 1. Go verse 1. Go verse 1. And now give me amplified vision. What I say. 1-3, go read. Now you see that. When you see there, you find that it was all reports. Now, when these reports were in Rome, they said no. In that time, they were worshipping idols. They said no. We have got all proofs. This is our own investigator. He's saying this man rose again. So they began now to have this appetite to know much about Jesus. That's how they went and they met the mother. Oh, are you here? You're following or something just happened. Now, when you study the Catholic history, you find out how this is how they began the gospel. Are you here? That's why all sites in Israel, all sites, they are controlled and managed by the Catholics. Where he was born, there is a Catholic church. They put a church. If you go to Israel to see where he was born, it's the Catholic priest who welcomes you. Where he died, there is a temple. The Catholics are controlling. The house of Jesus is being controlled by Catholics, because they were the first people who had interest. And at the very same time, the apostles had gone with a different gospel to Greek. Paul was in the city of what? Mesopotamia and all other cities in Greece. There was no gospel. These apostles were just healing people, doing miracles. So the way they believed in Greece and the way they believed in Jerusalem and in Rome, it was different. Because the Catholics, it was from what they were hearing from the investigator. Well, in Greece, they were believing from what they had seen with their eyes. This is why it was written somewhere in the Bible that the Greeks were after what? They were after signs. And the Jews after wisdom. Do you understand? Now, so when this Greece, the people of Greece, they were hungry for God. They had nothing to do with the Torah. It is not their law. All they want is to see the blind seeing, the lame walking. While in Israel, they say, no. We must follow the law. Do you understand that, right? So, whether Rome interpreted the Bible in Italian, while the Greeks came in and interpreted the Bible from the understanding of miracles. That's why you find many preachers using Greek. In Greek, this is like this. In Greek, because these other versions were interpreted to suit the law. Oh, are you here or you are not even here? That's why King James Version is the most trusted version, because it is the only version which was interpreted right direct from Greek. By the King of England. His name was called King James. This is the man who founded the Anglican Church. That's why until today, the Anglican Church is controlled by the King of England. If you don't know, the Anglican is controlled by the Queen of England. She's the founder of the church. So King James said, no, I want to know about this Jesus. I want to know about this Jesus. So give me an interpretation. So the interpret, that's what's called King James Version, KJV. He was a real king of England. He did not interpret the Bible for you. He wanted to understand. So he called people to interpret it for him. And now it's being sold the whole world. That's why I asked a certain journalist. He asked me a question. Why do you sell products at your church? I said, why are you asking me that question? Go and ask the Queen of England. Why are they selling Bibles? Seriously. Like, seriously. A journalist from BBC, from where the Queen is, having the guts to travel from all the way from England, just to ask me, why are you selling products? I said, you were right there in England. You have got the Queen selling the Bible. I said, at least I'm not selling the Bible. Now, the Bible was interpreted into Greek. From Greek, it was interpreted through different versions. That's why NIV, I don't rely. I don't even use NIV. I use NIV on some words which are just simple to understand, but not for information. Because NIV has removed so many words. Now, let me give you one verse. Now, give me King James Version, Mark chapter 9, verse 29. Right. Mark chapter 9, verse 29. King James Version. Right. Quickly. What does it say? 1, 2, 3, go read. No. By prayer and what? By prayer and what? Now give me NIV. See the difference. See the difference. 1, 2, 3, go read. Are you seeing how versions differ now? Yes. That's why I'm telling you to say the versions were interpreted differently to suit their interests. You must understand that the Bible interpretation is now one of the most fastest growing business in Europe. Some of these Bibles you are reading, they were interpreted by Muslims. Don't think people who are interpreting the Bible are Christians. Don't think that. They are doing it for business. So what is written in the Bible can only, that's why I studied the Bible both in English and in Greek. Because Greek interpreted exactly as it was from the strong Hebrew. That's why I come here and I tell you about dokime, dokimazo, apokalypse. I tell you about biazo, katalambano. I come and I tell you about what? Chi. I tell about Splunkina. I come and I tell about what? Rayon. Epicaizo. Salak. Allos Parakretos. Schematizo. Stoma. Tushia. Kratos. Eskos. Alancho. So I speak to you in Hebrew, I speak to you in Greek. Fotizo. Prophetizo. Panelo. Hagar. Because some of these ways to explain them in English is completely impossible. The Bible says in English, he who hides under the shadow of Almighty. The word there in Greek is a shadow. It's epikaizo. It is the highest level in the spirit. Shadow. You just shadow. You'll be thinking of a shadow like this. No. Epikaizo. It is a level in the spirit. But English says what? Shadow. Exousia. The Bible says, for those who believed in him, we are given power to become sons of God. Mm-mm. It is called, they were given exousia. If you find out the meaning of exousia, it actually means having the right to rule and to exercise the power given to them. But in English, they were given power to become sons of God. But in Greek, they were given the right to rule and to exercise the power given to them. Total big difference. Oh, raise up your hand. Say, I'm hearing, Major. Say, Heavenly Father, help me to know you more. Put the hands for the Lord Jesus. So words in English, they don't really make sense how they were written. You see, the Bible says what? For the person who is in the physical cannot receive the things of the spirit, for they are spiritually discerned. If you read in the Greek Bible, for they are spiritually dokimazod. To dokimazo, it is having the access of being able to valley the spirits, to differentiate the spirits that are on operation in a particular given area. But English just says what? Discern. Yet it's supposed to say, for the things of the spirit are spiritually known by people who have the ability and access to differentiate the spirits that are under operation and on action in a certain particular given location and place and time. But you see, when you read the Bible, for the things of the spirit are spiritually discerned. Now in Matthew 7 verse 1, right? Give me Matthew 7 verse 1. It says what? Judge not. Quickly. Matthew 7 verse 1. Now, read it together, right? Where did it go? Yes, but in the Greek says what? Do not krino. Krino, it is having the ability of coming up with a conclusion before testing the spirit. Remember, there is krino, then there is anakrino. Do not judge. Hey, when you read the Bible, just say, do not judge. You end it there. But access, do not krino. To krino means to look at, just to hear a story and come up with a conclusion. So actually the Bible says, do not come up with a conclusion before investigating. Yet, you'll be thinking like a normal judge. Like, no, don't judge a person. Don't judge a person. Don't judge a person. The Bible says, don't you know that the people of God will judge the world? So what judgment is that? It is the anakrino, where the people of God with discernment can judge. It is anakrino, where they judge after investigating the spirit, using dokime, having the ability and access to valley the spirits that are under operation in a particular given location, place, and time. Oh, you are. Are you here or you're home? So the Bible says, for the person who in the spirit is judged by no one. In his First Corinthians chapter 2. It says, but he who is in the spirit is judged. So what type of judgment is that? So when you read the Greek Bible, you read the English Bible, it's completely different. The same when I'm reading the Venda Bible. They have their own story. Even the Tswana is worse. The Malawi Bible, no, don't even start about that one.